Hi, this is Jennifer. Can I start with your name, please?
Thank you, Jennifer, to take my call. My name is Wei, official name Wei, W-E-I. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I'm a general public. Basically, I'm concerned about one particular family, and his two daughters was in potential danger. So I'd like to report it to CAS. Maybe you guys can step in.
Okay, what's the name of the dad?
The name of the dad, his name is Dennis Cabana. Okay?
How do you spell the last name?
C-A-B-A-N-A. Okay, here is the story.
C-A-B-A-N-A?
C-A-B-A-N-A.
Yeah, I need you to talk a little bit slower, yeah.
Oh, sorry about it. Okay, his last name is
his last name is
C A B A N A.
Okay, and do you have his phone number?
I don't, but he's a well known name now. Okay, here is the story.
Do you have an address?
I don't. But listen to me.
Okay, what city? What city?
He live in Richmond. Okay.
Do you know what his children's names are?
Yeah, his daughter just passed away. His daughter, six years old, was in the news all around the places. His daughter says that, unfortunately, his daughter, I think her name is Daniel May Cabana. She passed away in the hospital. It was on the big news, says the BC community rallies behind family after 60-year-old death. And it was in the news saying that she died because of the flu virus. Right?
Okay, yeah, I think I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here is the story. And from the information, what I know is that she was vaccinated, okay, against the COVID-19. And the death was because the blood clog. Okay, and one of the posts on the Facebook say that the doctor has to basically puncture a hole on her heart to actually let the blood go through, but unfortunately another clog basically killed her. All right, this is true information, and the thing is that his father, who is really love vaccine, I'm not personally judging his judgment for that, but the problem is that. He does not want to admit that she was vaccinated. She basically do not expose this information. Okay? And what I'm afraid is that since her family has this tendency of getting this blood clog because of the vaccine, and her other two sisters may in danger. Her family has three daughters, and the youngest one died. The other two are still alive, right? But since she has this severe blood clog because of the vaccination, which we know right now it's a fact. It happens for most of the time. It happens for the young boys, but it does happen for the young girls, and it happened for her. And potentially, nobody can confirm that, but this is definitely a suspicion. And because his father do not expose this information, I have a strong feeling that he will continue vaccinating her other two sisters. And that will put great danger to the other two sisters. I don't want to see the same tragedy happen again. That's why I think it's my duty to report this. All right?
Okay.
Can you give me a case number?
We don't go by case numbers. We just go by the name of the parent.
Okay. All right.
So everything just gets put underneath the parent's name.
Okay, so you understand my concern now. He basically says
yes,
that
your concern.
Yeah,
your concern that the daughter died because she was vaccinated.
That's
and
right.
Caused a blood clot.
He's
going to continue vaccinating his other girls, which
that's
put
right.
them at risk.
Yeah, from the Facebook, her father. The name, I just gave you the name. Now I need to look it up. Dennis Cabana.
Dennis?
Yeah, back in August 26, 2021, he posted it on his Facebook and basically bashing those anti-vaccine mom. And he's clearly a pro-vaccine person. So I'm not surprised that all her daughters was fully vaccinated, maybe boosted. and maybe continue boosted on his other two daughters, and that is danger. Yeah. I feel like, man, he doesn't admit that this is because of vaccine, even though the vaccine causing myocarditis it's a well known fact right now. But he doesn't really, from his speech, he's basically saying that I don't want to expose the vaccination information for her daughter's death. He basically do not want to expose this information. Clearly to me, and his daughter was boosted, probably, most likely. And he doesn't want to admit his mistake. And the thing is that if he doesn't want to admit that, it's really, in his mind, he don't think that vaccine is the cause of it, and he may continue to do that. And that will put great danger to the other two daughters. And I'm afraid that since his family has this tendency, one sibling has died because of this, the other two are in danger.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in with your concern.
Yes, and quite frankly, I actually recorded this. So...
Okay.
I probably will let a few, I don't know if news agency is going to be, but some of this kind of social media may be interested in this story.
Do you just know him from Facebook, or do you know him personally?
I don't know him personally. I know him from the Facebook,
okay.
From the news, and it was clearly he doesn't want to say, because everybody would suspect that his daughter was vaccinated, and we know that he died from myocarditis. And flu causing myocarditis is very rare. And right now, that's his daughter's story was used to push for the vaccine for the flu. Okay, I don't against flu vaccine,
yeah.
Quite frankly, that's your personal choice. But I want those people to get informed consent. All right, I want to know the true history, true story about his daughter. And his withholding that information about vaccination is not acceptable. I want him to truly be truthful about this. That's why I'm calling. And I feel like not only his two daughters may be in danger, what he's doing is putting more danger to other kids in the entire British Columbia. All right?
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in with your concern.
Okay. You need